discussions are currently in progress to possibly drop individual civil servants from the lawsuit if the Crown agrees to accept any liability that is found and pay all damages. They approached us already to initiate that conversation. Just to go back a bit in history here, what were the federal objectives in using the Canadian CEA, the Canadian Environmental Assessment Act? Ordinarily, one would have expected they would have used it to look at the fisheries issues and the moving of the pipeline issue that were involved in the completing the expressway. These are issues of federal jurisdiction, but rather what happened here and what was illegal was that they tried to re-examine the need for the expressway and alternative routes for the expressway after 60% had been completed. This was the first time in Canadian history since the Act came in that a federally appointed review panel, all members appointed by Ottawa, were selected to review some kind of a provincial or municipal project. There were absolutely no provincial or municipal members or even consultation about members. And of course, the real concern was that after this CEA process happened, the federal cabinet could block the expressway completion. That over a 10-year period, beginning in 1977 and finishing up around 1988, the need for the expressway and the alternative routes that could possibly be considered were considered in a very extensive environmental assessment process. Indeed, the Red Hill Creek Expressway was the first municipal project to undergo a hearing under the Ontario Environmental Assessment Act, and need and alternatives were the main issues. The tort of abuse of public office is to say, well, we should punish those who engaged in this by awarding punitive and exemplary damages, and that's a normal thing, and we're claiming $25 million. In 1977, the Mountain East-West and North-South study was carried out. That was the region's environmental assessment. 15 possible alternative routes were considered. 16 factors were used to rank them, including the natural environment, air quality, scenic resources, impact on recreation. 1979, both the then city and the then region recommended the current expressway route as the preferred alternative. The region asked the province to apply the Environmental Assessment Act to the project. And it went through and the region had its environmental assessment circulated to various government agencies and the public for comments. Environment Canada, February 25th, 1983, what was its response to participate in the review of the region's environmental assessment? Quote, as it is not anticipated that the project as proposed will involve federal lands, federal funds, or federal initiative, the Department of Environment elects not to participate in the assessment review. And so, 99 days of hearing over 8 months, 500 exhibits, and many expert witnesses on a 2-to-1 decision, the Joint Board approved the route, concluding that it could be constructed in such a manner that the physical qualities and environment of the valley can be greatly enhanced to the benefit of the citizens of Hamilton. That was what they said. That was the approval, then it went to Cabinet, who rejected any appeal, and went to the court that rejected it. So what happened between 1990 and 1997? Well, in 1990, construction began, and it began on the north-south portion, because that was a portion that was to be the first portion. Three major bridges and an interchange were built in the beginning of in the last part of 1990 at a cost of $20 million. The approval, then it went to Cabinet, who rejected any appeal, and went to the court that rejected it. So what happened between 1990 and 1997? Well, in 1990, construction began, and it began on the north-south portion, because that was a portion that was to be the first portion. Three major bridges and an interchange were built in the beginning of in the last part of 1990 at a cost of $20 million. In December 1990, the NDP government came in. They pulled the funding for the north-south. The east-west construction continued. In 1995, the Conservative government committed to restoring the funding. In 1996 and 97, the region proposed more environmentally sensitive design for the completion of the north-south, including what we're now doing, which is relocating Red Hill Creek into a natural channel. That is not burying it under the road, as had been approved in 1985. And the region obtained a declaration order. Now, in 1998, it was evident that the region was about to resume construction. Things began to happen at the federal level under the headings of federal illegality, federal officials misuse environmental assessment. Despite the fact that Environment Canada had refused to participate before. In 1998, Environment Canada determined to use the CF process to stop expressway completion. How this happened was that moving the creek required Fisheries Act approval that triggered CEA, which took effect in 1995. Opponents lobbied the federal ministers and federal officials to use CEA to re-examine need and alternatives, not just the impact on fish. What you have to understand here is the purpose of CEA is to look at things from a planning perspective, to ensure need and alternatives are considered in the planning stages of a project before irrevocable decisions are made. However, federal officials, influenced by ministers and civil servants who personally opposed the expressway, ignored facts such as, A, it was too late to apply a planning process to a 60% complete project, and B, the north-south component was not a separate project. It was always an integral part of one Hamilton Ring Road from Highway 403 to the QEW. They also knew that CEA as a federal statute can't be used to question need and alternatives of a provincial or municipal project. Those are matters that are provincial or municipal in concern. Where an environmental assessment of projects is required, the federal authority shall ensure the environmental assessment is conducted as early as practicable in the planning stages of the project before irrevocable decisions are made.